Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, mama, put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard a dish. Store mode is my big fetish. Go with standard a dish. My avatar's all coquettish.
Welcome back to Standard Edition, the video game book club podcast where standard people play the standard edition of a video game and break it down week by week. I'm Billy.
I'm Jackie.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Kaylee.
And we're playing Tears of the... Wait, what are we
Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate.
I almost said Elden Ring.
Yeah,
I really know.
Got stuck there. Oh, yeah, we have a round for you guys, but I forgot to tell you what it is. So... we are going to be getting Ira's round next week, and I remember to tell you to buy Moscow Mules.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah,
oh,
so get excited for that. That's coming. It wasn't cool. Forgotten. It's just that it was forgotten, and that I have to go get the ingredients. In the meantime, Jackie has a... what do you got there, Jackie?
Scotch.
So that's a different scotch.
That's a lot of scotch.
Oh, this melted a lot.
Also, it's an optical illusion because it's so small. This is barely more than a shot.
Uh-huh.
It really is.
I'm going to start saying that to Stephanie when I pour my drink.
It's just a shot.
It's just how it looks.
Optical illusion.
Uh-huh.
Wait, Anthony also writes in, or sorry, no, he doesn't. Tony from Canada writes in. You guys are my favorite podcast at the moment. I started listening during Elden Ring and love all of you. Billy, I think I shared your opinion on Baldur's Gate 3 at first. Going from Elden Ring to Baldur's Gate 3 is a big change of pace. But as you play through, you start to figure it out, and it's now one of my favorite games. I'm level 7 and intentionally taking my time. Keep up the good work. All right. Well, I'm level 3.
Nice.
Miserable. So
why are you still level 3?
Yeah, you shouldn't. You got to do more stuff.
No, I think I'm 4. I think I'm level 4.
I was going to say,
okay.
I'm probably at least 4. I think I'm four. At least. Yeah.
I think I'm like 6.
6?
Well, yeah, but that's just... okay. That's par for the course, so we're all 4.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I just tell... I just update. I just, like, upgrade when it tells me to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys... so Kaylee's got some information for us, but before we get to that, if you guys would like to write in and tell us any hints about Baldur's Gate so that... tell me, well, actually, you'll hear about my struggles in just a moment. And after that, you'll probably have some ideas about how to write in and help me play this game. And you can do all that at Standard Dish or hit up our social channels. And or you could go on our website and buy us around if you'd like. And just like with Ira, we'll be able to partake in that next week when I remember to do my job and tell them what to buy ahead of time. So that's coming.
Yay.
But before we do all of that and you write in, Kaylee's going to tell us what it's like to abuse little critters in the world.
Oh, I will. That's what you do in Pal World.
Oh,
so Pal World, honestly, so I've been playing Pal World now for just like about a week because I picked it up because I heard all the hype and I'm like, I got to get on the hype train a little bit here and just see what this is all about. So the game's still in an early release. It's not the full enchilada yet. But like already,
is
I will
it
say
most of the enchilada.
It's most of the enchilada.
Okay. Yeah.
The only piece, I mean, there seems to be
third trimester enchilada.
Third trimester enchilada.
Yeah.
Pretty baked. Yeah. Like it's pretty baked. Like sometimes those do arrive early, but
it's
this
still
one
a little squishy in the middle.
I'll get there before
can't vote
Nintendo's lawsuits come in.
So this game is fascinating. So this game is Pokemon meets Breath of the Wild meets like Valheim.
Wow.
So you are
with guns
you are,
still.
with guns.
Yeah.
And Pokemon with guns. And you get guns, and everybody gets guns, and you can fly. You can finally do all of the things with Pokemon that you had wanted to do before. You can get saddles, and you can ride certain Pokemon. You can get on flying ones and fly around. Uh-huh. And then you can like have your little. But most of this, honestly, is like a base builder. So you build your little base, and it's really cute. And you can like make your house and like you know structures the way you want them. You set up little farms, and then the pals do the activities around the base. So they like actually partake in.
So they like chop your wood.
They'll chop your wood. They mine your stone. They harvest your berries. They harvest the wheat. Like you can assign them tasks. And so like it's a lot of it's about creating like this little efficient ecosystem in your own little base that you can then move and put wherever you want in this incredibly open world. So this is also like Breath of the Wild-y, very open world. You get a glider right off the bat if you want one. So you can like already zip around and I haven't found a spot that's restricted yet. You can climb everything. Yeah, I'm kind of impressed. And then the little pals themselves, definitely Pokemon. you know, there are balls that you catch them in. Pal spheres. Pal sphere.
Try harder.
Oh, pal sphere. Okay, I thought it was just sphere for a second.
Like, pally balls.
That would have been a better. Yeah, a little two on the nose. But yeah, and then you go around and you beat them up a little bit, and you throw one of the spheres at them, and you catch them, and that's about it. Now you can.
Can you romance them?
Oh God, Billy! So not yet.
Looks like one's a dating cup.
Well, I'm just wondering if it's competing with Baldur's Gate audience or not. I'm thinking about our Baldur's Gate audience. Does it have boobs? And can you date them?
You don't know that. I'll tell you what, though, you can capture other humans in the pal spheres as well.
What?
So I don't know if that qualifies as a dating sim.
Can you put them to work?
They will. If you can capture like a trader, they will stick around your camp and sell things to you.
Oh. Wow, it's some serious Stockholm syndrome.
I was going to say, some indentured servitude.
Yeah.
There is a slight undercurrent of darkness to this game.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, like you've heard, probably you can kill the pals. You can butcher specifically the ones that are yours. But you can also just hunt them in the wild. They have little, like, swirly eyes. They don't die. There's no blood. But they, like, drop leather and wool or whatever.
Oh, yeah. So, like, material, materials that you can use.
So you can make like cooking, one of them is called like a lamb ball, and you can make a lamb ball skewer. You know, so you can eat them.
Okay.
Cool.
Which I started off not doing because I'm like, that's a little creepy. But then I started reading the descriptions of these pals.
Oh.
And the one that caught my eye. So I got a pal called a Hangyu. H-A-N-G-Y-U. Hangyu. Uh-huh. And the description of this creature was that it used to be used in public executions that were particularly brutal because it could rip people in half with its arm strength.
Oh,
there is one of them that is rapey.
Oh, no.
What? Yes.
Oh, wow.
Will get periodically invaded by different groups. Like usually like the Syndicate or like wild man-eating pals. But there was one time it was like a... It was weird. It was like the fangirl club, and it's a bunch of rapey pals.
Oh, no.
That look very suggestive.
Oh, so, God.
There's your answer, Billy, about dating sim. I don't know. Ooh. So, like, there is definitely, they don't, you know, so there's just this little undercurrent of darkness.
This game sounds amazing.
I recommend it. Yeah, I recommend it.
This is great. Is there any lore to uncover? I mean, you kind of just gave us a hint. These pals have tiny sentences written about them, I guess.
Yeah, there's tiny sentences. And so, like, the setup as well is that you kind of, like, are, like, crash land on this island. You're marooned. You're, like, a sailor.
Ooh, I love me a good oops, we're here setup.
Oops, we're here. And so then you can find journal entries from someone else who's been there before you. And there's something about this massive tree in the center, which you can see on the map. And so there's a smidge of lore in there.
Okay.
But it's hard to find and uncover, which is compelling. but you really do want to explore because to find the lore bits, and also because it's gorgeous.
Oh. It's so they don't pretty. Just stand there with exclamation points over their head?
No, they don't. They run away from you.
Wow.
Or they'll fight you, depending upon like the kind of the pal that they are. Yeah.
It's,
what's wrong with having an exclamation point over your head?
I'm just kidding. I love it. She just said the lore was hard to find.
Everything.
No. I love the sound of this exclamation. Shit. This sounds amazing.
My only real complaint so far is that the sound design is terrible, but it's in beta. So
I didn't realize. Yeah, I didn't realize it was just like early release. I thought it was like out. I've been seeing a lot of like clips and obviously the discourse around like, you know, the comparisons to Pokemon and all that stuff, which is funny in itself as a story, because it to me it seems like, from what I gather from like all the stuff I read, is like it's kind of just like amped up all the things that people love about the games in Pokemon, and where like those games have fallen short in their development and technology of like, or more development I guess in the game graphics and like all that shit that we talked about in the last game that like just kept crashing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and now this one's like stable, and it just adds like an extra layer of like things that people want to do in that game if it was working well, right? So I don't know who's to blame. It's like, oh, they just kind of took your thing and made it better, kind of. Sorry,
they did.
Yeah, is that kind of?
But to Alan's point, they refused to innovate themselves for like ever.
Yeah,
right.
Yes. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
They were happy to sit still and tried to get the audience to do it too. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's cool.
This is the challenge.
Maybe the designs could be more original. I think, Kayla, you could talk about that a little bit. I've heard that they're pretty much direct ripoffs. Is that true? Or
yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a lot like this one's this one, this one's so
there's a lot of I'm sure you guys saw the news about that, the mod that just converts them all into actual Pokemon.
Oh really? No, there's already a Pokemon
that Nexus had to take. So Nexus mods actually, I've never seen Nexus mods do this, but like they actually stopped hosting any mods that convert it into Pokemons, because of they were worried about the you know IP conflict and legal things. But yeah, you can pretty much sub out one to one. There is very close to a Pikachu. very close. Spark it. They have similar they have cutesy names, you know. Ooh, my favorite one right now is Daydream.
Oh.
Who follows me around. And you know, there's cute little things like that.
Wait, what does Daydream look like?
So Daydream is like a little floating ghosty thing with like a long purpley like cloud hair. She's a dark type. They have types. Uh-huh. They can have combo types. And you can craft a thing for Daydream called Daydream's Necklace, which means that as long as she's in your party, meaning you're carrying her sphere with you, then she'll just float alongside you and attack when you attack, and you can still summon another one. So it's like a little extra bonus.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah.
I want to play this game.
Play the game. It's ongoing. Yeah. So it's like $30 right now.
Oh, okay. I was just going to ask, is it paid early access? Yeah.
It's $30 right now. I've got it on Xbox Game Pass. For free.
Oh, but okay.
Yeah. So if you guys have that, then that's the way to do it.
Cross platform.
I actually heard, I forget where, someone wrote an article that said, is it 4?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's 4, I think. Oh. Yeah. So you can have a little base with all your friends.
Should we just switch games?
No. But y'all should try it.
Sure.
And we could get, if the three of you get on it, then we could have a world together and I'll build our bases.
Ooh, okay, let's do it. A little side piece action.
Let's start.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe this will make, you know, now with, I was going to do a whole metaphor about, you know, how Alan probably sees where that was going. I probably won't do it though.
I'm so dreadfully curious though. So
maybe now with a little action on the side, it'll make me really appreciate my home life, which is Baldur's Gate 3. You know, maybe I'm just gonna appreciate my home life, but
yeah, well, you can't get out
of misogyny. Some of this
pal world stank going on, these little dirty critters. I'll probably be like, oh man, I just got back from the island where we were beaten our pals and we don't feed them in the mines. And it was such a good time.
Well, you
and
gotta now feed them when they get grumpy.
I'm much more willing to talk to Will about his backstory.
Oh, yeah, never. No. I refuse.
Now you get to talk to Will about his day.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, Will, what was it like in the ninth precinct under the regimen of whatever your backstory is? Let's do that. Should we talk about home life?
Yes. Yeah. How's the old lady treating you, Billy?
Dude, she was the old lady was whooping my ass this week. What was the name of the red dude that we had?
Yeah, he's so difficult.
Do you remember his name?
Dror Ragslin.
Yes. I died like 5 times in a row.
Yeah, that guy was tough.
So first, you know, he pushed someone down. Yeah, Dror Ragslin. My whole notes this week was Dror Ragslin. So he pushed someone down the hole in the center of the room, right? So back up. So, okay.
Yep.
So we had 2 more goblin leaders to kill.
Mm-hmm.
When we walk. And Dror was pretty easy to find. He's like, actually, if you go to your map, they do have icons where the other leaders are. So you can basically use those and go there. Dror was really close, so I was like, oh, cool, just go right here. He's right in this room. He is trying to resurrect a what, Kaylee? What is that thing
Illithid.
Called? Yeah.
A mind flayer.
Oh. Yeah.
And you get some options here. I actually chose... So he kind of speaks to you. He's like, you get an option to either walk up to what he's trying to resurrect or to say different things or to just jump right to combat. I chose that because I thought it might like catch him off guard, because it shows a cutscene where your character walks up to him. So I was like, oh, I'm going to choose right to combat because I'm like right there. Maybe he'll maybe it means I actually get to start this close to him anyway, that was all completely misleading. When you say right to combat, it actually takes you out of the cutscene and your character's all the way back at the entry door.
Oh,
I was like,
no!
What? But they showed me literally standing next to this dude. But that's not really the case. That doesn't work.
That's where the cutscene started.
Exactly. So what'd you guys do there at the choice, I guess, first? Was there anything else to be done there other than jump right to combat?
Mm-hmm. Did you do anything, Alan?
No, I also just jumped right into combat. I think since the previous one, now I've been really just starting the dialogue and all the cutscenes. Now I think once I get a mission, I'm like, oh, I gotta kill these people. I don't need to hear what they say.
In the grand scheme of things, it wasn't extremely consequential, right, Kaylee?
Sure.
Yeah, the other stuff that you can do, like, so I had my character kind of help him resurrect this creature.
Oh.
And so what he's trying to do is perform a speak with the dead ritual.
Mm-hmm.
But like not having much magic himself, I think that's kind of like his blocker. Mm-hmm. So I help him with it, and then I can talk to the Illithid. And try to, what Dror Ragslin is trying to get, like, information about, what is it?
I think it was about the ship crashing.
It's about the ship crashing. And I think about, like, who killed him and how. How he's trying to, like, the information he's trying to get. And so you can try to, like, probe into this, you know, critter's mind and get things. And, yeah, I don't think you end up getting much. But you can sort of choose to, like, probe down the path that Dror Ragslin wants, or ask questions that benefit yourself, maybe a little bit more. But Dror Ragslin, because he also has a parasite, you can tell when he is getting upset with your line of questioning. And like, oh, he didn't expect you to say that. He's now watching you more carefully. Mm-hmm. And like things like that. So you have to kind of balance a little bit, or he'll just attack you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And there was like an element of mind control too. Like, I think you were speaking through Dror Ragslin.
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah. And then he started to get suspicious.
Yeah.
Because he was saying things that he didn't expect himself to say.
Yeah.
And then also you were worried that the Illithid was going to recognize you as someone who was on the ship. And so it's like, ooh, I don't know. Do you want this guy to actually wake up? And, you know, you can get into hot water that way, or you can just attack right away and save yourself a few minutes.
So it sounds like all roads lead to the fight, though, you're saying.
Or you can just not fight at the end. You can just like let him finish the ritual and kind of be in his good graces and not fight.
But would that mean you can just never take the druid with you? Is that the choice you're making?
I'd plead the fifth.
Okay. yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I've never not killed Dror Raglan.
Huh. I did not kill Dror Raglan.
This time.
Huh.
This time.
We will get to the results of this. I tried to lure him away so that I could like try to kill him privately. Because I wanted that parasite, but I couldn't do that. Couldn't figure out a way to do that. So no, I did not kill him.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Right, did you fuck him?
For reasons. I have reasons.
Oh, of course.
You fell in love with him?
No. No. I will explain my reasons later.
Okay.
I plead the fifth.
So there's a lot of elements in this room that you can play with. You can shoot. There's two hanging
braziers.
Yeah.
Right.
With people standing underneath them.
Yeah.
That's it's always handy.
Yeah, so you can take advantage of those. There's a big hole in the center of the room, which I suppose you can take advantage of, although I could never position their troops in a way that I could. Yeah. And somehow they could always get me, even when I thought I wasn't in position. So that ruined like three rounds. Someone would push me down there. And then all the spiders are after that person. And screwed.
It's goddamn spiders.
And then there's also war drums that they might call for backup. And there's a hole in the wall where even if they don't call for backup, a patrolling guy will probably see the fight and the backup will come anyway. So there's a lot going on. Any takes you guys want to approach with some of those items or how you started it?
There's also the rafters you can get up real high and just shoot fish in a barrel.
Yeah.
With multiple ladders to do it from.
Right.
Uh-huh. To get up there.
I think there was a guy up there already or they had jumped up there at some point and started shooting.
I think one climbs up halfway if you don't do anything maybe how it went.
Yeah, yeah.
You get like an advantage if you have high ground and you're using a ranged weapon. You get a boost in your like accuracy or your likelihood to hit someone.
Oh yeah, like that's when it shows up as advantage or disadvantage, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And I wonder if that's always like terrain based maybe, but like if I'm shooting uphill versus like downhill or okay, that makes sense.
A lot of times it is. Yeah.
My fight went actually beating him himself wasn't too bad for me. The rest of the cleaning up took like a little longer, but for me, like we started outside, so we weren't like in the room anymore or whatever. And he walked out through those doors. I think I threw something on the ground and maybe he got like some like effect, but nothing crazy. And then I used a Shadowheart's hold person.
Ooh.
And we just held him in place and just wailed on him for like
a day.
Yeah, right. So that like worked out. And I'm surprised. I feel like I haven't used that. It only works on humanoids. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that ended up working. It didn't miss, and it like landed, and he was kind of just stuck there the whole time, just getting
that's amazing.
Getting beat up. So he went down pretty easy, and then it just took a little while for us to. I think actually it was hard just getting through the other guys. They were just kind of hanging out in the back. Yeah.
Who was your party?
So I'm running with Lazel, Karlak, and Shadowheart.
Oh, girls' night.
We have the same party. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool. I left all the dudes out.
Lazel, get him out of here! Just get out of here.
Yeah, I mean,
get out of town.
Maybe Asterion will come back at some point. I had him, and then I don't know. I tried them all out for one. You know. At the beginning.
Did you have Halzin for the fight?
Halzin,
the druid?
No. Once I, right when we he was like,
recommends leaving himself behind.
Right, right. Yeah, he did. He was like, oh, if you That's do this, true. Then the entire place is going to be like,
yeah, not he's happy. Like, you know, you're going to be seen walking around with a bear that's kind of like conspicuous. And also right. like, I won't be able to help myself, but attack the goblins. So right. yeah, fair so warning.
Maybe less strategic.
I took him anyway.
Oh, you did. Oh, nice.
I think I should have. I think it probably would have helped me actually. And I probably, because you actually, there's, I think that everybody I saw we had to engage with anyway. So like the way he first much, said it, I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, that's interesting. That's really cool. But then actually the way that you go about getting to the next two rooms, there's only like two goblins that you theoretically don't have to fight. But again, they can see you through the hole in the wall and they mm-hmm. generally engage anyway by the end. And it's like, I should have just had that dude with me. This is way harder.
Yeah. Yeah. You basically just have to kill everybody in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's in your party, Jackie? And is there anything like different that happened during your fight here?
I had, let's see, it was Karlak, Halson, Asterion, and Shadowheart. And Karlak got held, by one of the magic goblins, like hold person.
Oh no.
Yeah. And like and like Asterion's pretty weak. But it was difficult for sure. But I think it was helpful to have that fifth person, to have Halson with us. And oh my God. I don't know. My mind just went blank.
Fascinating.
Whoa, that hasn't happened in a long time.
How's the scotch?
It's great.
It's working. It's working.
I talked too long about Pal World. It gave it time to kick in.
Kaylee, who's in your party?
I'm running. Let's see. For that, I was running. I got Karlak, Bazel, and Asterion.
Wait, Bazel?
I remember what I was going to say.
Oh, I get it. Okay. I was like, wait, is there a character?
I was going to say Bazel, yeah.
Bazel.
Okay, so I like running Asterion right now because I gave him a feat in one of the level ups where he now has two bonus actions.
Yes.
And I have him dual wielding short swords. Ooh. So, yeah. For a bonus action, you can't do main hand attack, but you can do offhand attack. So basically I have three attacks using Asterion.
Cool. Nice.
Oh, wow. Nice. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was thinking I might switch Karlak out for him. I thought I was all into Karlak, but after this round with her, I just found her a little dull. Her and Bazel are a little too similar, maybe.
And, yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
their demeanor isn't even that different. Like, they are different characters, but they're not overwhelmingly different, that they don't provide like a lot of different flavor. And I was like, maybe this is too much of the same kind of fighting type and character style. And
yeah, I can see that too. I can see that too.
I disagree on the personality thing.
Yeah.
Oh, personality wise, I don't think they're, I think fighting style for sure. Like, they're kind of both, you know, very similar. And they're
barbarian,
you know,
and a fighter.
A bit, and like
they're both tanky.
They're both personality wise. They're both angry type. If we're gonna use our Pal World,
Karlak's not angry.
Yeah, no. She is.
Well, okay, she was.
No,
she
sorry,
was.
Sorry. I was going to finish though by saying like different versions of it, but they're both angry type. Like, you know.
Well, Karlak gets over her anger stuff after like you fight the paladins,
and then she's JV or varsity athlete type.
Right, exactly. She's cheerful jock.
Right.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Lazelle, and then the other one is like embittered lover. Because I didn't say that. Alan, I got the same thing as you. Like, I never turned her down that I can recall. But every time I talk to her, she's like,
you could have had all of this.
Oh, really? You and must have really? Missed something.
What are we talking about? Why do we hate so each weird. Other now?
I did. Yeah, I did piss her off. Pissed. I did turn her down. Huh. Like, I do remember I do remember turning her down for real. And then that she got, I got the same thing though.
You said it. Cause I was like, holy shit, she's doing exactly what Alan said, but I don't remember taking a pass and shutting
it
down.
I mean, honestly, it's about the same as like, I don't know. It just felt like even if I probably did go the romantic route, like it'd probably be the same, you know,
you
the same attitude,
all of this.
The same attitude anyways, right? Like it probably would have been the same. I don't know. For those who romanced Lazel, I'd have to find out if she gets warmer.
Kaylee, you're
no,
you've, no, she's you've that's, done that's, it that's now. No, yeah.
She did, she's not warmer necessarily, but she definitely has a thing about sweat.
She's cold. Yeah. She's naturally cold. Her mind is silver, and her body is steel.
Yeah, that's yeah. She does say that at some point.
She says that.
That's a hell of a line.
Yeah.
Wait, what's her thing about sweat?
We'll get to that.
Oh, okay. Well, we've got a lot to get to.
We shall.
So we better start getting to it. Kaylee, you must have had a more unique tactic to this fight. Anything specific that you did?
I did not have this fight.
Oh, right.
Do you want to tell us what happened?
I did not have this fight. I talked to the Illithid, tried to lure Draxlin to death somewhere else quietly, but couldn't do that, so I left him where he is. Because I was like, well, it doesn't suit my purpose. So then I went to go talk to Minthara, which is the drow, the third one.
Oh, right.
On the way, I found a self-flagellating priest.
Oh, yeah.
Beat me up, but like in a hot way. Like,
that was so weird.
Yeah, Billy, did you do this?
Because I saw this.
Oh,
this is worth going back for. Oh, no, you can't anymore. Damn.
Who is that? Who was that?
I don't know.
And what did I do? Like, that was weird.
He was like the torture master.
He's like the priest of Leviathar or something like that. Goddess of pain.
Yeah, and the one thing I would say, Billy, that like Shadowheart was really into it. She was like, you could use some pain. And I was like, well, weird. She's like, very into watching, I guess.
Lysel was also very into it.
Yeah.
And Astarion.
Yeah, I guess it depends on who was in. Yeah. I guess all the people that were into the.
I don't think Will and or Karlach and or Gale. No one has talked about Gale recently.
I don't know.
Gale's just.
I don't think they. Oh, that's right. They probably would not approve. But definitely, Lazel, Astarion, Shadowheart are like
it was very
to prove.
It was I was not
sadistic
expecting it.
Fucks.
Yeah.
But I went to go find. I went. I sidetracked through that interesting experience.
Did you Did you do performance checks?
I did. I did all of the. Well, I did all of the options. So essentially, what is happening here is that you see this priest, and he's like. Beating himself. There's a lot of blood on the ground. A lot of the goblins are just like standing around watching, like, look at this guy. And he's like, then you go and talk to him. He's talking about being like cleansed and like by pain. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I see into you. I see you also need this release. And you're like, okay. and so he has you stand near the wall. And you stand at the wall and he beats you with something and you have different dialogue options that you can respond with. One of them being like performance check to basically egg him on a little bit more and just to say, I can take it. So yeah, I did all of that. And it was just like, I'm barred high in performance. And so I passed all of them. And at the end, he's just like super impressed with you. And you get a blessing where if your health is below a certain threshold, you do more damage or something like that. And it seems like something, I don't know if it'll come back later, but like he seems very impressed with you.
It was kind of weird. He seemed like he was like, he was there as like a consultant. It was kind of a weird, like, consultant
for torturing the prisoners.
Yeah. So, I think maybe we'll see him later. I don't know. I think I feel like I did like all the stoic ones, and he wasn't impressed at the end. He was just like,
he hated it.
Yeah, he didn't like it. He wanted to hear the screams. But yeah, I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
Yep.
I thought it was like, I was like, I could take it. That's fine. And then he was just like, oh, that was so unfulfilling. I was like, oh, sorry.
I gave him a good time, I guess.
Yeah, wow. That was a good time. Yeah, Kaylee.
Yeah, you gotta really performed. Put on a show about how much pain you're in.
Yeah.
It's very strange. Anyway, so Minthara.
Yeah, Minthara. Right. So yeah, curious y'all's interactions with her. So she's the drow, which is like the dark elf, and she's got the white hair. And so you kind of go up to her, and there's like a little, so there's like some bookshelves, and there's a scrying eye.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Blank stares.
Billy says no. Billy says I have no idea what this is.
I don't know. Go ahead, Alan.
No, I was just saying you like cross a little bridge, I think, like in between.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I did all that, but somehow she aggroed me before I ever got to her. There was like some weird stuff going on. I wasn't sure if it, I guess it, I don't think it was glitching, but it felt glitchy. It was just like somehow after finally fighting our first dude and the fight had come into the hallway a little bit, everything just turned hostile. And so whenever I saw her, I could tell it was her, but like I just didn't get any of that stuff. She was just another person targeting me and I just shot her. And she was actually super easy after the compared to the other fight.
That's true. She did keep healing herself though, which was annoying, but when I fought her.
Oh yeah, but I didn't get that actually, oddly.
I love dialogue with her because she's got like a strange accent, kind of reminds me of like Tilda Swinton.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Well,
tell me what I missed. Like, what was some of the lead up you were talking about and the dialogue you get and stuff?
Oh, well, what I experienced was she's like chewing out a goblin for basically the fight that you do when you get to the Emerald Grove. She's like, you were so close and you failed. And he's like, I'm sorry. And she's like threatened him. I will take, they're looking for an artifact. Right. And it's very important that they get it. And every day that you don't find the artifact, I will take something precious from you, be it a finger or a tooth or a whatever. I don't know, you know, just very violent and imposing.
Then if you go and talk to her, she recognizes you as like one of the, you know, in their mind, a true soul, right? So you've got the little, you've got the parasite dude, and you can see that like this, the Minthara has also had an interaction with one of the three chosen of the absolute. And
the young woman,
I think, the pale woman.
Oh, yeah, my girl.
And then she kind of tries, so she kind of pitches to you. She's like, do you know, you know, like, who are, you know, she kind of pitches to you, like, help her out, like, join her side, like, let's lead this army together. These goblins don't know what the fuck they're doing. Let's provide them with this leadership. Between the two of us, we should be able to get this done. And you can kind of feel the artifact in your artifact, the one from Shadowheart, sort of, like, does that little, like, it does a thing. You're like, wait a minute, you feel a sense of unease. And you're like, this a sense of unease is coming from the artifact itself. Mm-hmm. And the artifact, it does not want to be found. So you're like, okay. So you can kind of choose from there. And so she tries to recruit you to help. So like you have a few options there to like distract her from the artifact, you know, by saying like, oh, well, I know where the grove is. Or by like kind of just go ahead and attack her or things like that. If you go down the I know where the grove route is, she tries to recruit you into helping her raid the grove and kill everybody there.
Right.
Yeah. Alan, what did you get? Well, I'm evil. I slaughtered the grove.
Whoa. Oh, all right.
Yo.
Okay. That,
so
that
we'll talk about that. Yeah. That's why I didn't kill the other guy either.
Yeah. I think I was always going to save the grove. So like whatever led to that mission being complete, like that was, I think she was part of getting got. So she got. And then, but I did, I think I remember those. I was like, oh, well, I get recruited, huh? That's interesting. But that's going to go counter to the mission. So, that's interesting. I wondered if like what would happen if you did go the other way. So
I wonder what would happen if you Is there an option to give her the artifact?
There is an option to give her the artifact.
Huh.
But I was like, the artifact helps me, so I'm not going to give it to her. Right.
Well, that's where I was surprised that you did fight the Grove, because the artifact said, I don't want to be found. So I almost thought you might have gone, well, it doesn't benefit me to do what she's saying, so I will kill her.
Well, you can earn her trust by helping her. You know, get rid of a few nobodies in the meantime, but you can further your own cause of like getting in with the evil people so that you can find out what's going on with your parasite.
Mm. Yeah. And so this is the other, this is kind of what led me to this decision, is that for this character. So I don't know if you guys have had a dream visitor yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've had a dream visitor, so Billy, I won't say much more than that. Billy's got to go take a long rest, naps. Billy.
Long rest. Important things happen when you long rest.
Go do a long rest.
Insomnia. Major story beats.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I had a dream visitor, and the dream visitor basically like says some stuff. One of those things is, you need to get closer to this cult to find out more about these parasites in order to cure yourself. Like, I can tell you right now, you won't be able to cure it by normal means. They have their reasons for why they know this, and which you can choose to believe or not believe. But basically, like, we need to know more in order to cure both of us. So I'm like, all right, I need to get in with this cult. I see a path to power here. There's another source of power that I've been able to obtain kind of through the dream visitor as well. And so like, I'm trying to get in good with this cult so that maybe I can take control of it. Maybe I can get more, you know, get more power. But also because this seems to be the way to understand what's going on with this dream visitor. So that's why. Also, I'm evil and fuck it.
Nice. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. That tracks.
I will say I had to come up with a lot of backstory myself. So that's my one criticism of this pathway, is that there's not really a whole lot of reason to do it. Yeah. Like, you know, we can talk other about the ramifications, but it's like
fun to be evil.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say, yeah.
Other than just mass murder. Like,
yeah, it's really not that fun. It hurts.
It's not. Well, yeah, it hurts. It hurt my soul. Karlak, after I agreed to Minthara, so like you agree with Minthara to like meet her out front of the Grove. You mark it on her map where the Grove is. You say you'll meet her there and you can kick off the assault together. Karlak was in my party at the time and she was pissed. She was like, you got to fix this. This is not what I signed up for. And I was like, okay, I'm doing what I have to do. And I'm like,
do they all just fight with you anyway?
Yeah, I guess. Is that how it goes?
Do you want to jump ahead to that, or do you guys want to talk about how you fought Minthara?
Oh, I just shot with her with a few arrows and it was over. But how'd you guys do
it? It wasn't a very eventful
fight. Yeah, it wasn't too... Yeah, I think I had more fun throwing one of the goblins into the pit.
Wait, so you guys then didn't have to like defend the Grove then, did you?
No.
With all three goblin leaders dead.
Yeah, because they're just dead.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just go back. I mean, I can... I'll give you like the small version and then cut it off real quick, and then we'll maybe go to yours and then we can talk about them side by side. But for the most part, you can afterwards go talk to the druid, and I think it just like updates that like, oh, cool, you did it. Hey, let me talk about, where's Moon? What is it? Moonrise Kingdom?
Moonrise Towers.
Yeah, Towers.
Yeah, Moonrise.
So he tells you a bunch of stuff about it, depending how deep you want to go. I didn't keep it that straight. It got a little confusing for me without taking super detailed notes, because it was like there are two paths. The path of shadows, and there's bad shadows, and then there's another path that'll be harder, but the other path is really hard, but the other path has shadows too, but maybe not as many shadows. And he just kept going back and forth with like, they both sound like shit ass options that are just real bad. And you can ask him like, what's his preference, and he'll tell you, but he's like, but again, they're gonna be real bad. So it's a choice, but you have no real information to make this choice. So anyways, but he's kind of pointing you towards that as your next objective. But first, we're going to go back to the Grove. And when you go back, you can kind of like do a long rest, which turns into a party, but there's no defending it. You just get to go straight to this party that we did it. And then you can talk to people there. So before we do that, Kaylee, what happens when you attack the Grove? And I'm curious, like, how people interact in your party outside of just maybe dialogue before a fight.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Can you just control them and tell them to slaughter kids or what?
So the way, I don't know, honestly, like, this was, it was a little bit weird and disappointing. So you go up to the Grove and they're bracing for a fight. They've seen the goblins in the woods, and Zevlor, like the chief tiefling guy, is like, oh, it's you, let her in, open the damn gate. And like, you let her in, you let your party in, and you go all the way up and you go, you go talk to him, and you have to tell this man to his face, no, I brought them here. I'm with them. And it's like, it's kind of, it's weird and awkward. It's very strange. I kind of wish I had just shot him from a distance or something, but you can't really, because I don't know. So like, you have to go and have this conversation with him that you're going to betray him. And like, I don't know, that sort of leaves, that's not how you betray somebody. I don't know.
Right.
But
unless you're gloating,
it's a little bit of like, bleh. It fell a little flat for me. But
how did the fight actually happen? Did it like shoot you back outside, or did you start from inside and the goblins start from outside?
You start from inside and the goblins start from outside. And so you kind of take out Zevlor and a few of the other tieflings that are up there with him.
Like the ones who are keeping the gate closed.
So like the ones that are keeping the gate closed. And then I think after there's like, Minthara sends in like her armies from the outside. The spiders, like big spiders, climb up over the gate and like they bust the gate down spiders. And the goblins get inside. And then once the goblins get inside, there's like a few areas where there are then specific events that take place. So once you're inside, thank God they slaughtered the kids. Because I went down to go check. And I was like, I don't have to actually kill the children. Great. There's only so much evil that Kaylee can do. is what I learned. But then you basically have to kill these civilians who are very poorly prepared for this. And have really no battle skills. And so it's
And they have like 9 HP.
It's just, so you massacre some outside like Zevlor's old room, and you go into like his room and you massacre a bunch there, and then Thara's with you there, and she's all hot and bothered. And she's like this is going great. Go take care of the druids. And then you have to go with your party and take care of the remaining druids that are kind of in that emerald area, the circle where they're praying around that statue. That was a more difficult fight because you have to take like Kaga and a lot of the other ones that we spoke to.
Nettie
the healer.
Gotta
kill her. And so they're all like a little bit more qualified fighters. But you've got a few goblins on your side there too. And then
Jackie, it sounds like you did this too. Do you guys control your party, or do they resist anything, or they'll just be like, sure, I'll just start killing bears now? Or
I did this with a different character, but I've done it.
But so when you first betray Zevlor, as soon as you click that dialogue option, you get a message that says a companion has left your party. So Will is gone.
Leaves your party.
Yeah. Leaves the camp.
I see.
When I did that with my evil character, I had Will in my party at the time, and he like confronts you. He's like, I can't believe you. Like, you're a horrible person. I can't stand to be around you anymore. Goodbye. So it's more than just like a little pop up.
He doesn't fight against you. He just leaves.
Right? Yeah, you would think.
It would make more sense if you pick him up there. So that was like his home. It's almost weird that they don't take him and toss him in the crowd to the AI drive.
Classic
him,
just like man of the people hero guy.
Folk hero.
Yeah.
And I will say, like, after you kill the druids, you go talk to Minthara again, and she's very happy that all this has happened. Even more hot and bothered, and she's like, you will be rewarded. And then you get into your own party scene, essentially. So I have a goblin party scene in a camp instead of a tiefling party scene. The first thing that happens there is cutscene where Karlak comes up to you and is like, I didn't escape one evil just to be bound to another. Bye. So Karlak is also gone.
Oh no. Okay.
Wow.
I got everybody else still. Gale is pissed. But
you can convince him.
I convinced him to say, I was like, you're nothing without us. So I think I was like, I think I was like,
brutal.
You're dead without us. So you have to stay.
Come on. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And he was like, you're fucking right. And I was like, yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, the other ones, Asterion is also actively turned on by it. Shadowheart Gross. Doesn't seem to care very much. Blaisel sees the utilitarian side of getting in with the cult and approves of it.
Hmm. Oh, interesting.
So, there's other things that happen, but I'll stop
did
there.
You, did you? Okay.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Well, probably referencing the other things that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep did going. You get your reward from Inthara?
I did get my reward from Inthara.
Yeah!
So what was great though is that talking to all the companions, so Minthara tells you pretty explicitly, we're gonna do it. But then I went and talked to Asterion, who was also like, we're gonna do it.
What?
Yes. What? That's yeah. And then you talk to Laizelle, and Laizelle, this is where the sweat things comes in. She's like, don't wipe off the sweat. I like it. And we're like, okay.
Wow. So, oh my God. But you've already banged Laizelle.
But I've already banged Laizelle.
Okay.
So, but I did get the, so you can't bang more than one apparently in one night, which seems like a cop out.
Oh, wait. I thought you were implying that you did and that Laizelle meant don't wipe off the sweat from banging them.
I thought that's what she meant.
So it's still like a choice. Up to you
at the
end.
It's
like,
not a choice. I think it's just,
really?
It's just the first one. And this one, you're kind of locked into Minthara.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so like, it seems like if the Minthara thing had not happened, then Asterion would have been all in.
Damn it.
I know. I'm hopeful that happens still on like the next long rest.
Well, I guess you know what you need. Like, you just be generally evil and he's
I was gonna say,
into it.
Just,
he's like actively drinking a goblet of blood at the party.
Ew.
Just destroy some settlements.
Yeah, he's a vampire.
Stuff, yeah.
Because you can ask him, he's like, what do you have to drink? And I was like, well, what are you having? He's like, I'll pour you some red. And I was, some red wine. And I was like, cool.
Imagine
if he was drinking white blood cells.
Is Minthara a character in the party now? Or was this like a one-off thing?
I don't. So she tells you, you have this very, very, far more explicit sex scene than the Laizelle sex scene.
Yeah. There's,
you see the fingering, you see the oral, there's like sitting on faces. things happen.
I just laughed at Jagger's reaction.
What is the actual benefit of having that in the game?
fan service. You get all that, and then at the end of it, she tries. So, like, you leave, and she mentions that she doesn't hear the voice of the Absolute in your presence. And then later, she tries to kill you because she's like, something's wrong here. But then you wake up right before she tries to kill you, and she's like, no, I just heard the voice of the Absolute now. So, it's implied like the artifact is saving you again. You have to go to Moonrise Towers. I will meet you there.
Oh, so she's not in the party the same way the druid is. That's sort of interesting.
She's not, but I'm still to meet her in Moonrise, and she kind of gave me a way into through the Shadowlands. I still have to get to that, but once I'm there, there's someone who can help me cross
a guide.
The shadows, a guide.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah. Oh, so that's helpful just to get there. I guess getting there is easier now, hopefully.
Should be.
So, want to throw the light to these guys for a minute. Who did you bang at the party?
Who'd you bang?
I banged Laizelle.
Nice. Okay.
Was anyone else into it before
bang...
you did that? Or?
Well, firstly, I just have to say, I did not bang Scratch the Dog as someone on Instagram guessed.
Oh, what?
That's great.
Come on. And I tried to hit on Asterion, but he turned me down. So I need to just get on good with him still. And Halsin, he's like,
I remember that dialogue.
Yeah. He said, oh, don't waste your time talking to me. Go talk to other people. Go have fun. And then you say, well, there's other things we can do besides talk. And he says, oh, that's true. You look very resourceful. Like, that's a compliment. But yeah. What was your question, Billy?
You answered it.
I think he answered it.
Okay. It was more like, did you have other prospects and then you chose Lysel? Or...
Yeah, Shadowheart wanted to share a bottle with me, but I've already done that with a different character. So I was like, I need to try something new. Did you share a bottle with Shadowheart?
Hmm. No. So all my characters don't like me, apparently. Nobody was interested. Actually, that's not true. I think Asterion is like super into me and I just keep turning him down. So
you
I turned
him
down.
Oh,
yeah,
come
on. Well, wow. It wasn't that interested, first of all. Second of all, it also wasn't gamified, I guess. And maybe I'm just wrong because I'm turning him down too early, but he like went for it in like dialogue line 2. And I was just like, no, I'm going to go talk to other people or something. Then he's like, oh, it's cool. I totally understand. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And it was like, I feel like he's going for it, but just not that interested. Because then I wanted to go talk to Shadowheart and see, and I wasn't sure how the game plays it. Like if I accepted that, would I miss Shadowheart's, or you know what I mean? Like sort of what you just said, Kaylee, I didn't want to get like locked in and not even know what I'm choosing. So I just turned him down. So anyway, I then go talk to Shadowheart and she's just not interested. But if you talk to her a bunch, you can ask her essentially, what would make you interested, or like what's wrong with me, or how can I get to know you better, or something stupid like that. And she basically tells you that her turn-ons are respecting her privacy and sticking to the mission. So it's like, oh, okay. So if you ask her a bunch, she'll tell you like how to get to know her, essentially. And it's those. And then I talked to everybody else. Oh, and this was the moment when I talked to Lysel and she just was like really mad that I turned her down in the past. And I was like, oh, what? So I was like, I don't know, maybe I didn't forget, I don't know, something weird happened, but I don't remember doing that. The druid seemed like kind of into it, but again, I was like, I don't know if my dude is just really attracting men for some reason or my personality is, but yeah, none of it. Oh, and Karlach also, like, I took one pass and she just immediately was like, let's not ruin a good thing, and then she doesn't talk anymore.
Yeah.
So essentially, this part of the mini game is like not working out for my character. Got nothing. What about you, Alan?
No. I feel like, so I did my rounds around the camp. I'm pretty sure I think I had already said some stuff to Karlach that maybe she was open an option. And then I went to everyone else was pretty much, it was kind of funny. It felt like a sharp turn to me, although maybe I haven't been keeping up with a lot of their like dialogue, or maybe I have, and then maybe it just feels like a sharp turn. But like I think Gail, Will, the druid, they were all just like, hey, they're all like throwing like stuff, like signs out for like, hey, let's do some stuff later. I'm like, I think I closed the door on Asterion after the bite. So I don't think he said anything. And then they all kind of, I think I all turned them all down. and then I think I saved, and I don't think I even ended up talking to Shadowheart at all, because I don't remember if I did or not. And I do think I just rested. And then by then I was just like not really thinking like of Karlach anymore. I was like, oh, I don't think I really want to pursue that either. So I just went to sleep. So I don't know. Maybe I have too many.
True Alan fashion.
Yeah. I feel like maybe if Shadowheart was an option, maybe, because we already had like a bottle of wine and we had that moment, but that was it.
Oh, what happens when you do that? Like, how's that go down? The sharing the bottle with somebody.
I think we just end up having the bottle, and then like you could kiss them, and yeah, that's basically what we did. And I think that's it. That was. At least I'm not sure if you can take it any further than that.
No, well, my very very first character in Baldur's Gate is not evil, and was romancing Shadowheart, and that's all I've gotten, that's as far as I've gotten with her, was just the kiss over a bottle of wine. Haven't actually had like a real sex scene with her.
Well, so. It seems like the way to do it is stop telling the game you're interested in that character.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't even know.
Or slaughter everyone.
Right, yeah. Or kill everyone. You know?
Yeah, I'm not sure where the Shadow Heart, I feel like it was like some of her dialogue stuff really started to like branch out after the right before the goblin, like going into the goblin. Do you remember when we had the artifact thing? I feel like there was a lot of talking there, and maybe there was some like extra like personal stuff that might have come up.
Hmm.
But yeah, maybe I already closed it out because I didn't talk to him at the camp. I might have fucked that up, so we'll see.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts on the party from your end, Kaylee?
Not really. Just I think that there was, yeah, like I said, like kind of the evil goblin path is just like a little, felt a little flat from like a story perspective for me.
Mm.
Kind of the sweet spot of getting the pathway through the shadows is kind of a cool reward for it, but it right now I'm just like, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense with the writing. I don't know. I'm not finding a whole lot of in-game reasons to be compelled by that.
Mm.
But so
that's fair.
Yeah, it feels a little forced, at least with my character.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. What about you, Jackie? You had something.
Well, you said party, and I thought you meant like your traveling party, not like the tiefling / goblin party.
Oh,
and I was encouraged by Jimbo to talk to Withers and recruit a hireling.
Oh.
So, right, because, like, you never really need to do that. And, like, I'm curious what's in there. So, basically, you can just choose another random person of any class. They have one person of every class. You can add a bard, you can add a sorcerer, you can add whatever to your party. So I was scrolling through and there were plenty of like really interesting characters. And the one that I chose was a gnome wizard named Sir Fuzzlump.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
Love that.
And he automatically levels up to whatever the rest of your party is at. And I have yet to venture out with him. That was the last thing I did. So looking forward.
Okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mr. Fuzzy Lump. I kind of forgot that the Withers could, like, he can resurrect people or, like, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's his one. And then I guess I didn't really understand what the other option was, what you could pay for. Was the hireling, I guess that's what you're saying is.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Yeah. That's kind of cool. In case you don't encounter someone of that class ever or something, exactly. If you want to, or if you just hate your wizard that you currently have.
In case luck will abandon your party and maybe you need more options.
Uh-huh. That, yeah, cool. You can get a different barbarian.
Get a different barbarian.
That's cool. Yeah.
I'm curious, as you do that, if they end up having like any dialogue or anything, or if it's just kind of a fighting
so avatar. I did talk to him, and basically he is just a reanimated body. With the mind of Withers.
Oh, okay. So they probably did one dialogue for every hireling or something.
Yeah, it's pretty bland and like I will do as you wish. Okay. Please, I am yours to control. Like it's boring. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So not the rich dialogue.
We were hoping. There's no character. No, like it. Character. It's just a
That'd be a lot
generic.
I guess.
Yeah,
I mean that makes sense. Was, like, I was just Withers curious. Though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess you get the utility of them, but not the character. Okay. Yeah.
I went in intending to add a bard, but then I just couldn't turn down Sir Fuzzlump.
No. No, that's understandable.
Yeah, that seems
he's so cute. Like I'll post a screenshot of what he looks like.
So we are now all finding our way to Moonrise Kingdom. Is that right? Moonrise
Towers.
Yes.
Well, there's two ways to get there, as you discovered. Should we all do the same way, or should we choose different ways?
I think we should just go whichever way we go.
Okay. Yeah.
and then right see then. What it if we all I imagine we won't all go the same way just because you got this extra bit of information. But well, it would be funny if we all randomly went the same way without talking about it.
That's true. That's
true. That'd be funny. However, homework will be different based on which paths we choose. Like, this is a divergent path for at least a few episodes. And then we can come back once we all get to Moonrise Towers. But it's not fast. It's like a whole other thing.
It's an act. Yeah.
Well, you guys probably know the answer better than me then of how we should approach it. At least two of us should be on every path, or we just all take the same path if it is going to be more interesting.
I say we keep, let's keep the next homework assignment loosey-goosey. Treat it like we're entering a new area for the first time.
Okay.
Pick your path, explore around a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we can report back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Sounds good.
Moonrise yeah, that sounds good. Towers.
There's plenty to explore still.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. Moonrise. Here we come. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That one wasn't funny, but oh well.
Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard a dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Standard a dish. My avatar's all coquettish. Who's coquettish? This ain't no speed run, mama. I'm having hella fun. No need to get overpowered. Just take that starting hour. You can turn me into a farmer, but though it don't need me a horse armor. Standard a dish. Store mode is my big fetish. Standard a dish. My avatar's all coquettish. She's coquettish. Deluxe edition art book. Mama, I'm never gonna look plastic jacket. Fake sword. Collector's racket, trophy hoard. You collected every single thing just to pop out all this pigeon play. Well, I'm still stuck in the starting tower. I've been lost for like a fucking hour. What? We're going standard a dish. What? The store mode is my ocean's cookie.